The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Class is now in session. Welcome to Spirituality 101 with your instructor, Reverend Norman. Come prepared with questions and comments and see through the lens of spirituality. And now, here's your host, Reverend Norman.
Well, hello there and welcome, welcome, welcome to Spirituality 101. It is Friday. It is the time when we begin to shut down our day-to-day activities that we do in the professional world or in the working world and begin to turn our attention and our awareness to become more open to the things of spirit. I want to welcome each and every one of you. I want to welcome my regular students and those regulars who tune in on a regular basis, but I also want to extend a warm welcome to those of you who are new to Spirituality 101. I am so touched by some of the emails that I get from people who tell me, I wondered or I stumbled onto your show and I was so blessed. I just had a email from a young lady who said she had been struggling with anxiety for a long time. And as a result of listening to and beginning to incorporate some of the things she's heard on Spirituality 101, she is freeing herself from that anxiety and opening up herself to claiming all of who she is in this present time. So your emails really do stimulate me, and they encourage me to keep the voice and the message alive on Spirituality 101. Here at Spirituality 101, we have designed a show that is intended to support you on your journey. We are not at all focused on the path that you may have chosen, because here at Spirituality 101, we have grown to that place of recognizing and accepting that all paths lead home. The God that we serve, the creator of this universe, does not discriminate in any way. And therefore, irregardless, I believe, of the path we have chosen, the lessons that will pop up on the paths that we have chosen will give us the insight so that we can make adjustments as we go along, but that all paths eventually lead home. So we welcome you, whatever the path that you may have chosen, to bring you back to living more fully from the spirit. Welcome. I hope you have paper and pencil today, because today is a teaching exercise, and today we are going to be talking about and sharing information and wisdom and some focusing exercises to help us to get this thing called spiritual growth right. There's a book that has inspired me very much, and that book is called ET 101. It's not an easy book to find out there in the world. It's ET, Extraterrestrial 101. And it's the Cosmic Instruction Manual, the stuff that we forgot when we drank the cup of forgetfulness as we entered into the planet. Each and every one of us drank the cup of forgetfulness. This is why we can't remember so clearly our past lives and what we did and what we experienced. And ET 101 is just a book, a little booklet that is designed to remind us, of the things that are really important. If you can get your hands on a copy of ET 101, I would really encourage you to do so. It's written with a lot of humor, and the first time I read it, I just laughed my way right through it, and then had to reread it, and I still continue to reread it several years later to just remind me, keep reminding me of those things that are important. Today's e-card is about the power of attention. The power of attention. And when I say the power of attention, I'd like for you to include in that also intention. Because we have got to have a sense of what we intend to happen in the world, and then we can kind of focus our attention on those things, those experiences, and each and every person and every circumstance that comes in our way. We can then begin to focus our attention so that we can manifest our intention. Hope that doesn't confuse you. But the e-card read something like this. Are you ready to receive the abundance that this new age has to offer? Our lesson today offers understanding of an ancient saying that goes something like this. Wherever you choose to place your attention, the universe will give or send you more of it. Some people refer to that as the law of attraction, and that is so. But I sometimes think that we don't quite, too many of us haven't quite taken the time to understand what's at the core of the law of attraction. And today we are going to talk a little bit about that. But instead of just using the term the law of attraction, it is a law, I like to kind of break it down a little bit more simply so that we can kind of digest it better. It's an ancient saying. The law of attraction was turned into an ancient saying to help those ancient mystics really get it. And what it says is wherever you choose to place your attention, the universe will give or send you more of it. So today's show is intended to bring you some understanding of what underscores or what is underneath these laws, and to bring some focus exercises that will help us to gently work our way back to living more fully from the spirit. It's a simple topic, but I am asking for guidance to keep it really simple, because there is a lot that is tied into this concept of intention. What is your intention? And where is your attention? What is your intention? What is it? We're living in times now that will allow us to become co-creators with the divine source on earth, so that we can manifest those things into our lives that are necessary. Notice I said necessary, not what we want, but rather what we need, what the universe needs right now. Because when abundance is kind of let loose in the universe, then it's there for each and every one of us to engage. And so today we're going to be talking a little bit about understanding what's underscores and what is underneath these laws and these sayings. And we are going to look at some focus exercises. And I want to give you a couple of resources where you can read a little bit more about this whole notion of co-creating and manifesting on the planet. I had an email recently from a young lady who tells me that she has spent a number of years meditating. She feels that she's mastered the art of meditation, and that she has been consistently placing a series of requests into the center of her meditations, and that to date she has been sorely disappointed that not too many of these requests have been answered, and her question is why? And it's a very good question. It's a very good question, because we are told by the Master Teacher Christ, ask, and it shall be given unto you. Seek, and ye shall find. But in order to answer her, and I hope she's listening, I'd like to tell a little story from my own life. I've got all these stories in my own 30-something years of spiritual growth. And these are stories that have, they may come out as little humorous stories, but they are really places, energetic places that have literally changed my perspective on a number of things and the way I kind of live life. But several years ago, working with a spiritual teacher, she attempted to teach me this whole concept of blockage. And she said, you know, you're focusing. It took me a while to focus on meditation, and now that you have gotten a breakthrough and you can meditate, she says, just spending time dropping in the center of your meditation what you want is one thing. She says, but I want you to do this exercise for me. I want you to go out, she said, and buy yourself a pair of garden gloves and bring with you a bag of earth, of soil, and potting soil. And she said, and then just bring it. And I showed up with my yellow gloves and a bag of potting soil. And she asked me to fill the gloves with water from the tap. And of course, when I did, the whole glove filled up with water and until it could take no more. And she says, well, isn't that interesting? And I thought, well, it's what you kind of expect if you fill a glove full of water. She says, now empty the gloves of the water, and I want you to cut a small hole, put a series of little holes on each of the fingers, you know, the fingers that are extended on the gloves. I want you to put holes in the bottom of the fingers. And I did, and then she indicated in some places to make the holes a little bigger and so on and so forth. And then she says, now I want you to take the soil that you've got in the plastic bag, and I want you to drop it inside of the glove. And I did. She says, now, turn the tap on, put the glove underneath the tap. What happens? Well, what happens was I got a trickle of dirty water coming out of the glove. And you had water backing up at the top because the water could not move smoothly through the glove because I had impeded the flow with all the garbage I'd put in there. And then she says, now, empty it all out. Keep that memory of that image in your mind, she says. Now I want you to wash the glove, turn the glove inside out, and I want you to wash it absolutely clean of all the debris that you had put inside. And when I was finished, she says, now, put it under the tap, turn the water on. And of course, when I did that, naturally, a natural, beautiful, lovely flow of water kept flowing. Water was flowing into the gloves, and water was flowing out the holes that I created on the bottom. She says, that's kind of like what's happening with your meditation. You are meditating, and you are placing your own egocentric ideas into the middle of the glove. And the universe only knows abundance, and it is sending you the abundance, and the abundance is coming in, and it is being blocked by the stuff. It's being blocked by the belief systems. It's being blocked by the half-truths that you know. It's being blocked by illusions, the illusions that you're holding on to. And if you really, really, really want to be able to manifest that which you're trying to manifest, you have got to prepare the space, create the space, so that when the universe sends back the resonance of your focus, you have got space enough to receive it without interruption or intercession by that which is in the way. I hope that will help Kay. That was her name. I hope that will help her to understand the answer to her question. So today we are going to be talking a lot about how to get that debris out of the way, how to clear the stuff out of the way, and how to prepare ourselves in this age of enlightenment to be able to receive back from the universe that which it is constantly sending. Because as soon as we ask, when I went to the record in my near-death experience, as soon as we ask, the energy we need comes tumbling back at us. But when it gets there, if the heart is blocked, and that's the main way for it to enter into our field, and then, of course, we get back up. We get overspill. And sometimes what begins to happen, the backup and the overspill begins to create problems in the emotional field, in the physical field, and in the mental field. So we are going to be talking today about your readiness, what is the power of attention, and your readiness to be able to benefit from this amazing, amazing success tool. And if you're listening to my voice and you feel that you have a question or you feel that you have a comment, please feel free. I'm inviting you to feel free to pick up the phone and dial 1-866-472-5795 and share with my listeners and myself any comments you may have on this very, very, very important topic about the power of attention. It is a success tool when we know exactly how it functions and how we can prepare ourselves to be able to receive maximum benefit from the power of attention. I see we have to take a break, and we will take a break and we will be right back. This is Spirituality 101. Don't go away.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
2012 is not to be viewed as a year of doom and gloom. It's merely the beginning of the rest of your life. Our planet is getting ready for this macro shift, and to be fully prepared, you need to make some changes to restore the balance in life. Tune in to Create Your Best Life Ever. What else is possible? With your host, Allison J.K. Every program has a unique roster of guests, healings, and your contributions to help you master this shift through holistic living. Be sure to listen every Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time, 1 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Well, welcome back. This is Reverend Norma, and today we are talking about the power of intention, of the power of attention. Where do you have your attention focused? And also the power of intention. Where do you have your attention focused? And what is your intention as it relates to the life and the spiritual growth that you are seeking on the planet? The two go very much hand in hand. We've got to establish, first of all, what is your intention? Way back there when I first started, my intention was just to discover, is there life after death? What happens to us after we die? That was my intention in meditating, and I really wanted to become a very good, to be able to meditate at my best, and that those were my intentions, and that's how I began. I had questions, and then these questions would enter my mind, and my intention was to find answers to the questions. And finding the answers to the question, I began to realize that my intention was beginning to evolve. How can I discover who I really am on the inside? It propelled me to self-discovery. When I began to discover some of the things about myself on the inside, well, what do I do with these things? I began to look around me. There is mankind, humankind suffering. How can I bring what I found inside of me to the rest of the world? How can I begin to make that? That became one of those evolving stages of my intention. How can I change even a very small bit part of the world? How can I impact the world? And began the whole thing of volunteering and beginning to help people in some very small ways. And today it has evolved into me working in prisons and being very, very much involved in substance abuse intervention, because I feel like that is the scourge today, one of those scourges that hold us back from being all that we can be. And so can you. When you get your intention firmly, firmly put in place, and now you begin to look out into the world with a need and a desire to pay attention, you begin to notice so many things. Over the past few days, I've been very involved with my own family, where we've had a death in the family. And what that brings is family members into your space that you may be exchanging cards at Thanksgiving and Christmas, et cetera, but you haven't been in each other's space for a very long time. And I began to realize how those listening skills that we develop, how marvelously we can put them in place so that we can really listen and be able to determine in 1, 2, 3 seconds or minutes what the other person is about and why it is they're trying to get the point that they're trying to get the point across. All of this is part of our growing and evolving on the planet. So I want to give you a statement as we proceed. I want to give you this quotation. And the quotation comes from my own book that I wrote in 1999. And it goes like this. It says, giving and receiving are two sides of the same coin. Giving and receiving are two sides of the same coin. Put one in place, and it will in turn bring forth or initiate the other. Giving and receiving are two sides of the same coin. When I learn how to give, and the most powerful thing that I could give in this world is my attention. When I learn how to give and I begin to give a lot, then the universe will begin to attract and manifest and draw into my space opportunities for me to receive. But I've got to initiate that by being very open to giving. And today I want to talk about one very specific way of giving in the universe that brings a millionfold responses. The most precious, precious thing that you can give to another and to yourself is attention. As we walk the world now, in these very, very spiritually advanced times, we have got to cultivate attention. We have got to learn to let go of the past. The past is now in the old age. We have just entered the new age, this new age of abundance, this new age of manifesting what we want, this new age of blessings, this new age of being fulfilled, this new age of living with purpose, this new age of living in peace and harmony. And so we have got to let go of the past with its fear-ridden ideas and our belief in the past that there was a scarcity on earth of abundance. So we tended to hold on to everything, and in the holding on to everything, of course, we're holding on to the negative as well as the positive. And the negative affecting the positive in some very powerful ways, and which led to our belief that there is a scarcity of abundance on the planet. We're in the new age now. There is no scarcity. What is required is preparation on our part, paying attention, giving attention, and being mindful to re-sculpt our intention of why we're here and what it is we are attempting to fulfill. So teach yourself, begin to become aware of the fact that your attention is a gift, not only to the other person or the situation that you are giving attention to, but it's also a gift that you're giving to yourself. Because when we begin to, for example, interact with others and give them our full attention, we have opened up our heart and our spirit to receiving whatever goodness the universe has to give to us, to send to us in that interaction. I hope that's kind of clear, because that's a mouthful, and you can write a whole book around that. Our attention is very, very valuable. It benefits us as well as it benefits the other party. And it opens up the doors. It's a tool that opens up doors to success in whatever it is that we're trying to accomplish, because we give of ourselves, we give of our attention, we open up. As when we begin to interact with others with this total attention, we find ourselves being pulled into compassion. We find ourselves being pulled into kindness. I want to share a little story with you, not a story again from my life. Several years ago, it must have been at least 20 years ago, I worked with a young lady who, to this day, I still walk with her spirit. And I realized that what she did was give to me a piece of her spirit. She was the receptionist where I worked, and she had this absolutely radiantly beautiful smile. Absolutely beautiful smile. And whenever you would walk in, she would greet you with a smile. And there was a patience about her, even though I happened to know after we got close that she had a lot going on in her personal life. But it was as if she would say when she stepped through the front door in the morning, she left her stuff behind at home, and she gave all of her attention to the fact that as a receptionist, it was her job to greet people and to make them feel very comfortable. Well, we all went to her when we had a problem, or we were thinking something through, or we couldn't find an answer. And what I would get from her the most is not the answer. She never had the answers, very rarely had the answers to my questions. But she had this beautiful smile. And you would know in your spirit that you have her 100% attention. And this beautiful smile that went with this air of patience. I'm patiently sitting here and I'm listening to you. And then she may very well say to you, well, you know, I don't have the answer for you, but I hope that, I know that somebody else might be able to help you, and I hope you find the answer. But when I would walk away from her, I would walk away feeling empowered to go find that answer. I would walk away feeling that somehow I can. She never said you can find the answer, but you certainly walked away with this feeling of she's got all her attention on you. You feel that you're loved. You feel that she is compassionately listening to what you have to say. And you walked away with this empowerment that, yes, I can. I've always felt that. She motivated me with her attention. She motivated me to go find the answers to my questions. You felt good after you left her presence. And when you left her presence, you left with a little piece of that patience, that peacefulness that she carried. It has been 20-odd years. I have not seen her for 20-odd years. I still walk with that energy of being totally, absolutely listened to, and that feeling and sense of empowerment. I encourage you to begin to practice that, Because when you do, you open up. We're talking here about in these times that we live, we have got to open up the heart center. And opening up the heart center means that we got to become more open with compassion, with kindness, with caring. And this requires of us to not miss any opportunity this flowing universe is bringing towards, bringing in our direction, so that we can begin to change. In the past, we needed to have therapy. We needed to be able to go off and find ways and tools. The universe now has got the planet flooded with light. And when we open our awareness, when we open our hearts, then we open up ourselves to not only help being able to understand, but we open up ourselves as we give our attention to be able to receive that which the universe is sending to us to allow us to clear the basis of fear and discomfort and open us up to being able to receive at many, many deep levels. That's not a mouthful, and I think we will stop here and take another break. Don't go away. We will be right back with some focused ideas, some ideas on exercises, on focusing, and perhaps some resources that will help you to free yourself up enough to be able to enter the co-creative field. We'll be right back.
This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Step into the doorway to conscious choice, greater health, and well-being. Attain the balance that you've been seeking. Tune in and turn on 1111 Talk Radio. Feed the mind. Embrace positively. Release the tension. Step out of fear. Host Simran Singh will help you broaden your mind and open your heart toward a greater understanding of how to take charge of your life. 1111 Talk Radio is here every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, 4 p.m. Pacific Time on 7th Wave Network. 1111 Talk Radio, because shift happens.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Be visionary. This is the Voice America 7th Wave Channel.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Reverend Norma, and we are talking about the power of attention. Where do you have your attention focused? And what is your intention about your life and your ability to become or to get into the stream of co-creation? Attention focuses us, takes us our focus to action. We can only be attentive for so long, and then what we are hearing, what we are seeing, what we are perceiving will begin to bring us to a place of action. I'd like to give you a little visual imagery here, because I tend to think in images, and I'm sure many of you out there do too. The world as we know it right now is flooded. We are flooded with books and information. There is more information on the New Age, more information on body, mind, soul, and spirit activities, more information on the value of exercise, more information on meditation, more information on spirituality than there has ever been available to the average man in the street. I think sometimes we are kind of like not as aware as we should be that 100 years ago, the average man and woman was not exposed, had no way to be exposed to many of the thoughts and the perceptions and the laws of the universe, etc., unless one belonged to a very close society, one did not get this information. It's now, however, available. Our bookstores are just overflowing with such amazing information. And we're reading more, and we are thinking through more, and we belong to inner circles, etc., etc. But I'd like to give you this visual, first of all, before I make the statement after the visual. Let us pretend that we have made our way, we've done a hike somewhere in the countryside, and we've got a destination that we've got to arrive at a certain place at a certain time. And we follow the instructions that we have been given quite faithfully and find ourselves standing on the banks of a river. The destination we need to arrive at is on the other side of the river. Now, we can stand on the bank of the river and watch the roaring waters move over rocks, etc., etc., and we could look at the tide and we could evaluate it, and we can determine that the water is either flowing upstream or is going downstream, and we can ponder about the fishes, etc., that might be in this waterway, and whether or not there are any crocodiles in the waterway. And we're standing or we're sitting on the banks and we're observing all of this, and we are thinking. Our thinking process is very alive as we are trying to determine how many feet it is that we have to travel across, is whether or not we have a boat. We may not have a boat available. But I'm here to tell you that we're not going to get to the destination across that river until we either place ourselves in the river to cross the river if we don't have a boat, or find a tool such as a boat that will take us across the river. Now, why do I give that analogy? Our reading, there is a lot available for us to read, and I find that there are people who are reading ferociously, and they have a tremendous amount of information, and you can entertain them, and they can entertain you with hours and hours of discussion on spiritual topics and what they have read and what they have perceived and what they've come to believe. But very many of these people have not entered into the stream to be able to cross the stream from what I call being fear-based to being truly free to pursue our spirits. It requires action. When we begin to pay attention in the world, we begin to hear what people are saying, not just hear it, but feel the conviction with which they are saying it, or lack of conviction thereof. We begin to hear the truth resonating all around us when we are paying attention. We begin to be able to ground ourselves a little bit more. We are learning tremendously. We are paying attention to nature. Nature is giving to us the energy, etc., that we need. When we begin to do this, it will inevitably force us to a place where we have to A, rethink and reevaluate our intentions. And then we're going to have to take some kind of action on the evaluation that we have done. I hope that makes sense. It's not sufficient to just be spiritually motivated to read and to think and to ponder and to one spiritual teacher said to me once when I got really, really focused on trying to learn how to meditate. She said, you know, the whole purpose of your existence is not just to sit and meditate and to be out in space. Purpose of your of meditation is to take you inward so you can find yourself, free yourself, and then give yourself to the world. And that has been a very powerful statement that I've never forgotten, and I continue to work with as I go along. as we begin to pay attention on the inside, and we begin to pay attention on the outside, because on the inside, it's who we are and what it is the divinity is saying to us. And on the outside, it's being mirrored to us so that we can see it through our physical eyes. And then we need to take some action. One of the things that I teach very powerfully in the world is that 90% of what's going on around you is really none of your business. None of your business or my business, for that matter. By that, I mean it's not that you shouldn't be aware of it, and many of you have heard me say this before. Your awareness needs, of course, we're paying attention and we're being aware. You need to be aware of it, but 90% of it is not requiring of you and I to fix it, because we did not come into the world to fix that aspect of the world. 10% of what we're observing and what we're becoming aware of is ours to fix, and we've got to now turn our attention to fixing it. We've got to turn our attention to clearing the bases, because trapped in those bases is what a lot of people will call baggage. Some people will call trash. One of the most powerful spiritual statements that hit me several years ago came from Dan Millman when he said, take out the trash. And I'm not talking about the trash in the trash bag, but the trash that we're holding on to inside of us, because we've not become aware that it is our responsibility to take that fear, bundle it up, and stick it outside of ourselves. We're not aware that we are supposed to take all the drama and the pain and the fear and the shame as that represents experiences we had in the past, bundle it up in a trash bag and put it outside. And so today, as one of the exercises I want to give to you, is to take yourself into meditation. And when you get yourself into meditation, just allow your awareness to begin to move from the sole of your feet very slowly all the way up. You're taking your awareness, you're sitting there and you're taking your awareness from the soles of your feet, and you're allowing your awareness to come up into the body. And as you do, the intention at the back of your mind is that as you make that sweep all the way up to the crown, that you will be collecting all of the garbage and all of the fears and all of the half-truths and all of the illusions by which we live. You are bringing them all up to the surface, and when you get to the top, you see yourself in a trash bag, and you allow it all to flow into the trash bag. And as it flows into the trash bag, you tie the top of this proverbial kind of a imagery of a trash bag, and you see yourself taking the trash to the dumpster. In the same way that we dump physical trash, we have to teach ourselves to use the meditative state to dump the emotional trash, the half-truths, the illusions, that we hold on to so very, very powerfully. So try that exercise for me. And then send me an email, myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Send me an email and tell me how that feels. Because when I do that every now and again, and I feel so free. Take yourself to bodies of water, even if they are frozen. And as you stand there with the intention to release into bodies of water, that's what they're there for, with the intention to release and your attention focused on just that, and release, give yourself permission to release everything that is within you that will not allow you to move into this place of living from spirit and being able to co-create. Co-creation can only happen when we have emptied ourselves. Jesus Christ, Master Teacher, says, you cannot put new wine into old skins. You've got to get rid of the old skins and create space. Co-creation cannot happen, even though it's flowing all around us, when we are blocked. And we are blessed to be in times where there's light And there are simple ways now of releasing and letting go. But that releasing and letting go begins with our intention to forgive and be forgiven. One of the master keys to co-creation. We can't step into co-creation while we're still holding on to stuff from the past. We cannot step into co-creation when we're not giving attention to the stuff we've got tucked in the physical body and in the emotional body. We cannot move into co-creation when we are not absolutely clear about our intention on the planet. Simple ideas, simple ideals, but they will help us to open up what I call our personal potential for manifesting abundance. Abundance is all around us. As soon as we ask the universe sends the energy that we need. If the energy comes in and it is blocked, there is blockage. We cannot receive it. Our potential to work with this is compromised. So it is our responsibility in these times to know that there is energy and there is light that will help us to clear the basis and to be very fully conscious and attentive to the fact that we need to do that at this time. We need to take another break, and we will be right back with a small meditation and some ideas, again, on how to clear space.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Reprogram Your Life specializes in the design and implementation of life-changing spiritual experiences. Let us help you to expand your consciousness, grow wisdom, or foster realignment of body, mind, and spirit. Whether it's individualized instruction or a group encounter, we are here to tailor the event to suit your needs. Go to www.reprogramyourlife.net or call us at 301-920-2291. That's reprogramyourlife.net or call 301-920-2291. Reprogram Your Life, pioneers in motivation and rehabilitation.
Being Here with Ariel and Shia Kane is an ordinary person's guide to modern-day enlightenment. This show is an exciting exploration which opens the door to living in the moment. Don't miss Being Here. Tune in every Wednesday at 9 a.m. Pacific, 12 noon Eastern with Ariel and Shia Kane, right here on the Seventh Wave Network.
The Voice America Seventh Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
This is Spirituality 101 with Reverend Norma. We encourage your participation in this course. Please call in toll-free at 1-866-472-5795. That's 1-866-472-5795. If you wish to provide written correspondence, please address your emails to myspirituality101@yahoo.com. Now, back to Spirituality 101.
Welcome back. Norma, and we are talking about attention and intention today, and I hope that you are getting some ideas here. So, we've got just about, 10 minutes to wrap this up. So, first of all, I'd like to say to you that co-creation is rooted in harmony. And since it is rooted or anchored in harmony, we've got to begin to turn our attention to all the examples that nature have to offer us in terms of becoming more harmonious on the inside and being able to then blend with the harmony of the universe. So what do you know about the core values of harmony? And I would encourage you to spend some time and perhaps do some research. I'm going to give you two books before I finish here today. And These are books that will help to guide your attention to what are the core values of harmony. And some of those core harmonies is sincerity. If we are going to walk harmoniously and be co-creative with this harmonious universe, we are going to have to step into walking in sincerity. We're going to have to step into walking in truth, seeking the truth, not the half-truth, not the truth that we would like to tell ourselves that this is my truth, but rather the truths of the universe, the laws that govern the universe. Sincerity and truth are major, major, major cores of harmony. Compassion is a core of harmony. Kindness is a core of harmony. What is your vision for your life and for this world and for those around you? Where does your passion, where do you have your passion invested? What are the things that you are doing on this planet that benefits others for which you are not being paid? When I had a near-death experience, I went to the record. And when I ran through the record, one of the things I came back with is this. Anything that we get paid for on earth, we have already been paid. And we live in a world where we must be compensated so that we can live. But we have got to balance. There is a need of balance. I do this, and I'm compensated for it. I'm already paid. I now need to have a flow or a pattern going over here where I'm doing this, for which I am not being compensated by the world, but will be compensated by the universe. And it's a balance. So virtue, sincerity, truth, compassion, kindness, examining where your passion lies and what your vision is, are all core elements that will help you to come into this place of being able to co-create with a universe that is rooted in harmony. On the other side to that, what are some of the things that we've really got to put into that trash bag I talked about earlier on? And into that trash bag, we need to put habits of half listening and halfway focusing. You know, you're talking to somebody on telephone and you're doing 16 other things at the same time. Someone is speaking to us or with, and we're not really fully paying attention. So this habit of half listening and half focus has got to go in the trash bag. You've got to be able to throw out some of those belief systems that no longer work for you now that you're on a spiritual path. They may have worked for you way back then, but you're walking on a path now that is leading to walking with authenticity and integrity. And in order to do that, you're going to have to throw some of the world's habits. Get out of the trap, the worldly trap of fear. The universe is love. And when we begin to place our attention and our focus on love, and when I say love, love of a rose, love of a little animal, love of a child, love of just the universe and what it unfolds, the rising sun, a picture of a sunset. When we begin to pay attention and give attention to the beautiful, loving things in life, the universe creates a magnetic pull and it pulls right back to us the same kind of beauty. And that energy of that beauty is what allows us to co-create. But we have to be real clear that we have cleared ourselves and cleared the basis to do that. One very good focused exercise is to place into your meditation light. As you sit still and you come into the meditative stance, you begin to pull down out of the universe crystal clear white light. Why white light? Because it includes every other color under the rainbow. You pull it into yourself and you allow it to just move through your entire being with the intention that you are clearing the space of all the garbage, all the fear that we have been carrying up until now. The universe is now in a place where it can help us to do that if we give attention and we begin to work on our intention. I hope I have given you some food for thought. Before I close, I want to give you a couple of books. The open focus brain. The open focus brain by Jim Robbins. That's a book. There are no ordinary moments. Very, very powerful book that will help you to understand the power of this thing called attention and why it is we need to be paying more attention, etc. There Are No Ordinary Moments by Dan Millman. And, of course, I gave you the one, ET 101, The Cosmic Instruction Manual. But as you read, I invite you to stop in the middle of your reading, and whatever the concept that strikes you and hits you in the heart the most, find ways, begin to perceive and look around for ways to practice the concepts that you're learning. Because just learning the concepts is like standing on the sidelines and watching the river go by when you need to be on the other side of the river. So as you read, you stop and you look around, and if you're paying attention enough, you will discover that the universe is constantly creating opportunities for us to kind of step into action. So have the intention to be able to step into action so that the concepts become very fully alive in the spirit as we live. We are living in absolutely wonderful times. We are living in challenging times. We are living in times where stuff is moving faster than it ever did before. But that is okay, because if we clear ourselves enough, we open up ourselves, we open up the heart chakra so that we can begin to live more fully from the heart. When we begin to live more fully from the heart, we are now living more fully from the spirit that we are. And as we do that, we step into inner peace, mindfulness, and more love. Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I hope that I have given you food for thought and perhaps empowered you to take action on the concepts that you're reading and you're learning. Until next week, may you be blessed. May you be guided. May you become very aware of the power of your intention to create the success and abundance that you need on the inside. This is Reverend Norma. Be at peace.
Class is dismissed. Until next week, make sure you're on time to join Reverend Norma every Friday at noon Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time for another session of Spirituality 101. We'll see you then on Seventh Wave Network.